the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't throw food away. I'm somebody who grew up in humble beginnings. I talk about this quite often. And so we had a little food left over and I can't throw food away. It's just something about leaving food at a restaurant. It's not my style. Well, I'm going to start throwing food away. Let me tell you why. It's Tuesday morning. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony Aide.
We went out to eat. We were at Disneyland a few days ago. And I'm just recovering, by the way. Just recovering. Fried chicken there. So good. Ooh. So delicious.
I had The Plaza Inn. Woo. I did not know the ways of the fried chicken at the Plaza Inn at Disneyland.
Just fried chicken in general. Look, I'm a fried chicken aficionado. I had a whole breast left. You know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm going to take it with me.
And I actually made a video out of it because I was like, Dana, are you sure you want to do that? And then she puts it in her bag. So I said, she's the kind of chick that's got chicken in her bag swag.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Otto was getting hit.
And so many people are hitting me. And they're like, yo, you got a real one. I can't believe she's saving the chicken.
I was on a sick one, fool. A real sick one. No.
The clarification that it's all fried chicken, not just the fried chicken at Disneyland, is probably the fattest thing you've ever said.
I love fried chicken.
That's a very girthy
Sometimes
comment.
I wonder if I fell in love with Dana because of her love for fried chicken.
I think so. So I put it in my bag. I walk around Disneyland for 6 to 8 hours. Oh. I don't know. Hot day. Go to my room, shower, get undressed, sit in the bed, decide to partake in said 8-hour chicken.
What did I say? You sure about that?
I said, Otto, you want some? He's like, nah.
I'm good. I promise you I don't want any.
3 hours later, I wake up with the worst headache.
Throwing up.
God, the whole day.
And that one's on you, player.
That's right. Traveling like that. From now on, I will never, ever eat old restaurant food that's been sitting in my bag for 8 hours. Ever again.
Well, she walks around Disney.
This is the saddest Disney story I ever heard.
Damn.
It's a small world after all. It was like over and over in my head. All right. No more chicken. No more chicken in my bag swag ever again. National Day, Anthony A.
Somebody give Dana a hug. It's hug and high five day.
Hey,
all right.
High five.
I'm going to get through it. It's also the 11th birthday of Tinder. That's a thing. So happy birthday, Tinder.
You're day one, too, Anthony, aren't you? Yeah,
okay. Don't say it. Like, we say day one, Tinder audience member. It sounds a little loserish. All right, dog. All right, we also got.
Are you still on Tinder though?
Yes, I am. All right, we also got National Video Game Day too. So get the sticks up, ladies.
That's an amazing day.
Such a good one right there. All the ladies hate their boyfriends right now, thinking about them sitting on the couch playing more video games.
Hey, they could be on Tinder or video games.
This is a good way to start your Tuesday. It is National Day of Encouragement as well too, man.
Oh, it's good to encourage others. I've had people encourage me my whole life, specifically my nana and my mom, believing in me despite all my terrible mistakes as a young person, never giving up on me.
Guys, let's go ahead and wrap this up on Chocolate Milkshake Day, though.
Better than Days of Encouragement?
Oh, dude, nothing's more encouraging than starting your day with a milkshake.
That's right!
You can do it!
Milkshake for breakfast!
And the leftover fried chicken.
No leftover fried chicken.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 99-year-old man named Antonio left his wife, Rosa, after they'd been married over 77 years. Whew. He's going through her drawers for some reason looking for something, and he found a letter that her lover had written to her. This letter's 70 years old. She had an affair 70 years ago. I keep trying to say, I'm trying to let you know, 70 years ago. Ended the affair, goes on to have 12 children with her husband, Antonio. They also have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Antonio can't get over it. He divorces his wife.
At 99 years old, he divorced his wife.
And she's 96, and she begged, and she pleaded. She's like, for the family, and he said, I can't get over it, and leaves her.
Yeah, no, dude, their marriage is on life support.
Their whole being is on life support.
That's another part of the problem. Okay, let's just identify.
77 years, seriously?
But let's talk about the elephant in the room. They're old. You don't know if you're going to make it to the next week. Why even get divorced at this
point, my guy?
Anthony. Come on, dude.
On the principle of the matter, she cheated. She lied to you for 77 years. And the worst part about it is she held on to the letter. So that relationship
meant worse than cheating on a man?
Well, no, the cheating is the worst part. But the fact that she held on to the letter for 77 years is the part that would hurt me the most because if she was truly done with it, she would have left the letter and everything else behind.
She was done with it.
Well, then why'd she hold on to the letter for so long?
She probably put it in a drawer and forgot about it.
For 77 years? You're cleaning out your drawers.
No, now you're trying to defend her, Dana. Yeah. Now you're trying to defend her. Women don't do that. They don't just hold on to letters and forget them.
No.
Nah.
I am not defending what she did. I want to say, you know, cheating is cheating, man or woman. That being said, it's 70 years. Come on.
Which goes back to what Anthony said, is you don't even know if you're going to make it to next week. So why would you spend your time getting a divorce?
I'd love to get.
I understand why he did it.
I want to puff up my chest right now and say, if I found out you cheated last weekend, I would leave you. I don't even know if I could do that. I would be lying. Would I be hurt? Would we? Yeah, there'd be an issue. Obviously, we're married. But I don't know that I'd be strong enough just to walk away from our home, our child, the life we've built. Well, the
salute
business
to that man
because
he is strong because he's walking away from all of it.
He's without not walking. He used to walk.
Yeah, dude, that's what I was going to say. Like, who knows? He might be being pushed by his hospice caretaker.
Maybe he's in love with her.
Imagine a caretaker being there like, oh my God.
We could just turn this into one big soap opera.
Would you leave if you found out your partner cheated years and years and years ago? Are you staying or are you leaving?
My God. I want to say right away, like, it's off, it's over. But I don't know, that's a long time ago. And I feel like with me and my husband, I've given the opportunity, like, hey, have you done anything? Now's your time. Let me know. And if he didn't let me know then, like, now I'm finding out now. What do? I don't know what to do.
So you think you'd stay?
I think so, because that means I'm 77, too. Oh, is that a 90? I don't know.
You're like, I'm trying to date out there in my 90s. Can't even see Tinder, let alone swipe right.
Too old to hit those streets again.
For that life insurance policy is almost ready to...
Oh, that's right. I like that answer better.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How do you feel about public displays of affection? Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet had a whole lot of that going on. I'll tell you, we can see the photos. And we got more stories. This is the best gossip, the Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays first.
We got Drewski celebrating today, Jennifer Hudson, 2 Chainz, RM, Sydney Sweeney, and RIP to Paul Walker. Today is his birthday.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Oh, all right, so we're going to come out the gate and talk about Kevin Federline taking Britney Spears back to court. What is this, 1999? What are we doing here? Kevin Federline is the father and ex-husband of Britney Spears. They share 2 children together. He's getting $40,000 a month in child support and says, it's not enough, I need more. Now, in his defense, he's supposed to be having joint custody, and Britney hasn't seen the kids in 2.5 years. Do you think DJ Automatic, the judge, will grant KFED another 40 grand or however much more he wants?
I say get it while you can, because you only got a couple more years left, homie. So just try to get as much money out of her as you possibly can.
You are wrong for that. It's not about the money. It's
not
about
like
the
Britney
kids.
Spears doesn't have the money. She's not raising her kids. She's just dancing in her panties on the internet. Let this man raise her kids and get some money out of it. She doesn't need any more money.
You implied, Automatic. You implied.
Have you seen those panties? They barely cost probably $1.50. There's barely anything to them.
Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram to check the videos. All right, now we're going to move on. Talk about Gunna. Everybody was labeling him a snitch. Gunna this. He's done. He had his first live show. It was sold out.
He's got a number one album, a number one song.
I know.
And he's got Free Jeffrey in the back.
The internet just did too much. You can't stop a man if he's got good projects. Yeah. And then finally, Leonardo DiCaprio, Laverne Cox, Kevin Durant, Eva Longoria, Lil Wayne, and more at the U.S. Open. I love watching Lil Wayne, especially, though, because I'm not kidding. He would, like, move to the beat of the ball. It was kind of cute. But it really was Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet that stole the show because of the amount of PDA going on, the kissing, the hugging. And it was some tongue kissing happening.
Why are you doing that in public? Well, you know they're going to be filming you on television.
They're infatuated with each other, DJ Automatic.
Okay, cool.
The beginning of the relationship.
Save that for the bedroom. Do you think Stormy wants to turn on the tennis game and then all of a sudden her mom's on top of some dude in the corner?
Stormy's not watching a tennis game. She's watching Paw Patrol. Her Thea Kim is starring in it, okay? Check the photos at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Number one cookie in America is the Oreo. Could it get better than the original Oreo? Maybe. Mm. Food news now inside Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
So the first hashtag really got me thinking. More than 200 school boards across the United States are suing social media companies for contributing to, quote, an unprecedented mental health crisis among young people.
Hell yeah, okay.
So they've come together. They're suing Google, Meta, ByteDance, who own TikTok, saying that because they have information that they conducted themselves that shows how damaging these platforms are for children, yet they won't release the information or at least warn parents that they're responsible for it.
I'm with this, dude. I think too.
I think so. And I'm, of course, at the end of the day, it's up to parents to keep kids off. But we also need some type of warning. What is really happening?
Other countries are regulating their children because they see this.
Well, I understand automatic. Other countries don't have the First Amendment. You know, there's a lot of nuances here. But just like cigarettes got a warning, they should come with a warning if it's really that damaging. Yeah. Let me know what's really going on.
I don't have
any
children, but the videos of the kids like blowing a lid whenever somebody takes their phone from them is like alarming.
It is.
The way they react to it.
It's like an addiction, right?
Yeah, it's really wild, dude.
Yeah, I agree 100%. So either way, like DJ Automatic just said, since other countries, notably China, where TikTok was developed, are restricting the amount of time their kids are spending on social media.
It's like 15 minutes a day.
Perhaps we should do the same. Damn. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Backed by popular demand, the red velvet Oreo cookie.
No, but it's popular by who?
They did a vote, Dana, and everyone wanted the red velvet back.
Okay, dude, whoever held the Oreo elections without me, I don't like you.
Anthony, you're like,
come on, dog.
Hold on, it's just that I love the OG so much, and not the double stuff, not the mega stuff. Just the regular OG Oreo. I just don't see how anything is greater than that.
I don't think they can get better than the OG because every time I try one of these flavored Oreos, they're just not that good. Birthday cake to me tasted like toothpaste.
Okay. It tastes like medicine. Well,
first of all, Automatic pointed at me behind the scenes because I like the birthday cake Oreo
Anthony,
one.
I don't think it's that bad, dude. Good. It's not that good.
And the Oreo, I love chocolate and mint together. The Oreo chocolate mint, awful.
Oh my God, dude. All right. Gordon Ramsay?
Jeez,
there's no reason I should know this much about Oreos.
That, right? it's America's number one selling cookie, so there is actually.
Shout out to the lemon one. I like that one.
You know what's worse? I'm going to try the red velvet, even though I know I'm not going to love it. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Day of Encouragement. Hey, so encourage you
to eat that Oreo.
Yeah, eat that Oreo, dog.
Try all those Oreos.
Try
the new flavor for your waistline.
We also got National Chocolate Milkshake Day. This is getting healthy.
Like, wash it down with a chocolate milkshake. Why not?
But you can feel good because it's also National Hug and High Five Day.
Nobody's going to hug you because they're going to be like, you're obese.
Okay. Automatic, you're so mean.
Well, one thing can do when you take down a milkshake and some new Oreos is play video games. Oh. It's National Video Games Day, everybody.
Hey, shout out to the video game. The first video game was Pong. Google that. Do your Googles and check that out on YouTube.
What is your favorite game of all time, Ant?
Mine would have to be Madden Football.
Anthony, you always talk about Madden football.
Yeah, that's all I really play, dog.
I think it's that fun. Automatic, I can't get you a video game system. I offered to buy my husband, DJ Automatic, a PS5. And he said no because he cannot handle himself. He knows.
Because the way, like, once I go in, I go all in. So I can do 14 hours of Grand Theft.
Yeah, not kidding. You just did. And after that, I was like, no, I agree with you. No video games.
So, in order
for
me to be productive, video games cannot be in my life.
I love them still. That decision right there, Automatic, probably makes you the best husband in America.
We're not going there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't know why we mentioned trash food earlier, but I'm here to talk about trash food. Hey, I used to be 60 plus pounds overweight, but I still get down with high calorie food. Once in a while, not every day like I used to. I used to pull up to Wiener Schnitzel and Dunkin' all in the same couple hours. We don't do that anymore. But let's talk about some of our favorites. And Automatic, you and I, since we're married and all, the other night I wasn't feeling well and he was like, hey, I'm going to go get something. What do you want? I said, just give me some chicken nuggets and some fries. I ate like 4 chicken nuggets, five fries.
Hold on. My first thing I went to her was, you don't feel well and you want me to go get you fries and chicken nuggets.
I didn't care. I just wanted you to be quiet because I wasn't feeling well. That's not the point. You came back with a McFlurry, 2 burgers, 20-piece chicken nuggets and fries, and within 10 minutes, I turned around and your meal was gone.
What happened? You guys are a little McDouble of love here.
Yes.
That's a lot.
You know what? When I'm going in on fast food, I'm going in. Whether it's McDonald's or Taco Bell or Wendy's or Whataburger's probably my favorite.
Yeah, and he's like over here chastising me. I was once sick. He's like, you sure you don't want me to go to Whataburger? I'm like, okay, go wherever you
want to
go, sir.
No. But I don't eat that stuff all the time. But when I do,
you're the type to eat the fries before you get home, too, right?
No, Anthony.
I eat the McFlurry first.
Y'all deserve a little treat.
Trash food. food, Anthony. What you doing?
On the way home, I ate the McFlurry.
So fat, dude. For me, I've never walked past a slice of pizza that I can't say no to. Oh, dude.
That pizza is like sexy time. No matter what, it's still good.
Still good, baby. Still good.
This guy's like the fifth Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. Pizza on pizza.
Other than that, like cake. That's about it.
What kind of cake? Any cake? Or
any cake. Cheesecake.
Chocolate cake. I love chocolate cake.
Upside down pineapple cake.
Cheesecake is not a cake, though.
Okay, well, whatever it is, dog. If it has the word cake in it, I want it, dog. All right? You know what? I'll even go as far as say, you know what? If there's nothing left, give me some carrot cake.
Whatever kind of cake.
That's the only way I'll consume a vegetable.
I'm down with an OG Doritos with best made pickles. If you know, you know. Best made, you got to have the best made pickles. But my all-time favorite food that really has no nutritional value whatsoever is fried bologna with cheddar cheese on top. And it must have a homemade tortilla fresh off the comal. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
I'm starting to learn why your stomach hurts.
I showed my sister-in-law Systematic. Do you remember that automatic? She came to the house. She'd never had that. 3 days later, I called her. I said, what you doing? She goes, I'm making dinner. What you making? Fried bologna and homemade tortilla. Let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.